Our next guest is one of the people that I've wanted to get on for the last few weeks, but we've been sidetracked with the coronavirus pandemic. The Bradley University men's basketball team won the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, had an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament for the second year in a row. We all know what happened. The tournament was canceled. I graduated from Bradley. I root for this guy. I root for his program. Let's welcome in the men's head basketball coach at Bradley University, Coach Brian Wardle. Coach, congratulations on another strong finish.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was a fun year. It was a great group of guys we had in the locker room. And yeah, we obviously wish we could have kept going because we thought we could definitely done some damage in the NCAA tournament. But, you know, it's kind of out of our control.
Well, Coach, when did you get the word that the tournament was canceled, and what was your first reaction?
It happened so fast. It was shock because I believe it was like a Wednesday they talked about playing it without fans. And then by Thursday it was over, I think it was, if I recall correctly.
Right.
And
yep.
It was more shock. It was like, well, you know, this must be serious. You know, I think at the time, you try to, you know, console your players and just tell them there's probably a lot more information out there we don't know yet. And
right.
It's completely out of our control. I preach all the time, control what you can control, trust the process, and, you know, enjoy the journey, not the destination. All these things I tell them all the time, it kind of comes into play with this situation.
Coach, you were talking about your seniors, Daryl and Nate. What do you tell them? You call them up, and what do you say to them to try to console them?
Well, I think I said sorry. I'm sorry it had to end this way. But I also explained to them not many teams end holding a trophy over their head and cutting down the nets, and we have a great trophy of our three seniors, Koch, Nate, and Daryl, holding the trophy together on stage for back-to-back seasons. And I said, not many people get to cut down nets to end their year.
Right.
And we were able to do that. We knew we were in the NCAA tournament. We had earned it again. So there was a little closure for us, if that makes sense, where I really feel bad for, like, our women's team, who had a great year, and they didn't even get to play conference tournament, and other teams throughout the nation that didn't get the opportunity to compete. So, you know, there was a little bit of satisfaction there for our seniors, if that makes sense.
Right. I get it. Yes. And it was wonderful to see you win the tournament 2 years in a row.
Yeah. I mean, Bradley hasn't done it since the 50s.
And, right.
You know, we won it last year, and it was the first time in 31 years. And to be able to do it back-to-back, it hasn't been done much in the Missouri Valley. And it's something we believed we would do. We expected to do it. We saw ourselves doing it. We just had to get healthy this year. I think that was our biggest thing. We were so many injuries in and out. Obviously, Elijah Child's one of our key players.
Right. Yeah, he missed a lot of the year.
Yeah, and then we had a lot of guys getting in. Daryl was out a couple games. You know, we had Vile, a key guy off the bench for us, was out some games. I mean, it was kind of all year we were playing with injuries and could never get the whole roster together to practice, let alone play a game. And, you know, the last 2 weeks we were healthy.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, here we go. Let's keep competing. We're obviously trying to win. We were playing for second in, you know, the last game of the year. I mean, we put ourselves in position to get a good seed.
Right.
Because we just wanted to get in that tournament healthy, and we thought we could win it if we did, and that's what happened.
We're talking to a Bradley University coach, Brian Wardle. There's 12 McMurray kids. Six of us went to Bradley. My father went to BU.
I love it.
We have a very rich tradition, and we follow Bradley University basketball. It bummed me out because this is the first year in I don't know how many years that I didn't get back to see a game this year. But this year, we had plans to follow you in the tournament. We were hoping that you'd go to St. Louis. Some predictions had you in Albany or Cleveland. Did that matter to you, or you just didn't care? You just wanted to get to the tournament?
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't, I think. You obviously want to be somewhere close where you, because we have said, you know, it as a Bradley alum and being living in Peoria and Central Illinois, they love their hoops. They love basketball here.
Right.
And we would like to play somewhere in driving distance for our fans because we know they're going to turn out like they did in Des Moines last year for us. But really at that point, again, that's nothing you have control over. So you just got to, you kind of got to roll with it and wherever they put you in, whatever seed they put you at, prepare and try to put your best effort forth.
Right. I got to ask you about last year, the red shoes. You were 8-0 in the red shoes. What's going through your mind during that game? Brian Wardle versus Tom Izzo. We're up by one against Michigan State at halftime, Coach. We were going berserk here in Chicago.
Yeah, we played well. In the last 4 minutes of the game, obviously, we let it slip away with giving up some offensive rebounds, and I thought that really hurt us, just
yes.
Offensive rebounding. We gave up three of them. What was going through my, I mean,
Are you in game mode?
Yeah, you're in game mode. You're in that moment. You really are. You're not looking forward. You're not looking back. You really are zoned into that moment. I'm pretty calm under pressure usually. So it's like I'm used to it. So you just, or how do we win this next, one minute? How do we win the next TV timeout? You really aren't thinking, oh man, we're going to win this thing. It's more of, I thought we could compete well with them. I thought our players matched up well. I thought it was a good matchup for us. When you play really good teams, you make mistakes for 5 minutes and, and you let up in one area, they will capitalize and punish you. And that's what they did.
It all comes down to mistakes at the end of the game.
It does. And, I was hoping my shoes held up because those shoes I wore last year were so uncomfortable. I had blisters and holes in them. They were done. The ones I wore this year, I was ready for the NCAA tournament because those were way more comfortable this year than last year.
And you and I both have something in common. We both lived in Rockford. You were there when I left, but you played for the Rockford
Lightning, baby.
You played for the Rockford Lightning, man.
Yeah, I played in the minor league basketball system in 2001, which is like a whole different ball game than it is now. I lived in Fayetteville, North Carolina, right out of Marquette. I played in the NBDL. And then I went to the CBA, and I was having a pretty good year. We had a good year at Rockford Lightning that year.
Did you live at that bad hotel at State and Alpine?
I did. I believe I did. Yes, I did. And then
I want to explain to people.
We lived in some bad apartments, too. So.
That hotel at State and Alpine is like a bad Holiday Inn from 1962. And the CBA players, they put you there when you're starting out, right in the heart of town, State and Alpine. But the hotel is terrible.
It wasn't the best hotel, but the people of Rockford were great. I love the Midwest, and they were really good to us. And
I agree with you, man.
It had a little bit of that the shining hotel a little bit. Kind of scared me a little bit going in and out of that thing.
I lived in Rockford for 6 years in the 90s, and I met some of my closest friends there. I love it. I have a soft spot in my heart for Rockford. But I love Bradley basketball, and I'm so glad that we had a chance to get you on WGN. And, continued success, really. I wish you the best, and it's so much fun to see Bradley have a great program like this.
No, I appreciate it. It's been a lot of hard work, but it's why I came here, and what we expected to do was to get this program back in contention every year and have it last. And that's our goal, is to keep this thing going for years. And we're going to have to get you back next year, so make sure you hit me up on that.
I'd love it, Coach. Bradley University head basketball coach Brian Wardle. Coach, enjoy yourself quarantine, and hopefully we'll see each other again soon.
Hey, sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Coach. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.